In this video, we're going to show the process for publishing one of your completed drivers to Windows Update using a new shipping label. As you can see, we're already logged in and ready to go, and we'll get started by clicking on the ID for the My Trackball driver. Clicking the ID will load the My Trackball driver details page, which we covered in an earlier video in this playlist. For this video, we'll scroll directly down to the bottom distribution section, and we'll click Create New to get started with our publication. Clicking Create New will load the new shipping label form, and the first step will be to give our shipping label a name. In our case, we'll choose Publish to Woo. This name is just for you to search for and find your shipping labels in the future. The second section, the Properties section, only has a single question: is this shipping label for Windows Update? In our case, we'll say yes, and that'll load the rest of the options for us. The second question allows us to control when this driver will go to Windows Update. We have two options. We can either say as soon as it's ready, or we can defer publication to a date in the future. In our example, we'll say publish it as soon as it's ready. The third option will skip today, but Who Gets Visibility allows you to share the status information about this shipping label with another partner. That partner will be able to see the driver status, the shipping label, and the shipping label status, but they won't be able to create or download any drivers, and they won't be able to create any shipping labels of their own. The final question in the Properties section is the Driver Promotions section. This allows you to mark your driver either as critical or for dynamic update, or both, and we'll show this in full detail in a video in the future. For now, we'll scroll past it and we'll move on to the Targeting section. In the Targeting section, we'll get started by selecting a driver package. In our case, we'll select the original. And that'll load the rest of targeting. In the targeting section, the first question is the installed driver version targeting question. And this is identical to the same question on SysDev. It allows you to only deliver a driver to one of your end user customers if the driver already installed on their system falls within the given range. After that, we have select audience, which is equivalent to a combination of the public and private group functionality offered by SysDev. As an example, this is where you'll find the test registry key. Next, we have the select PNP section, which is where we will choose our exact hardware ID targeting for this driver. This section is similar to DDC. You can filter by hardware ID and operating system, or both. And once you've filtered to the hardware IDs you're interested in, you can simply say select all to check all of them. We've also augmented this section to show you the exact INF that the PNP was extracted from, which will help you when you're working with really complex drivers. Finally, at the bottom, we have the ability to apply computer hardware ID targeting to this driver. In our case, we'll add CHID1 and then CHID2. And finally, we can add a list of computer hardware IDs by copy-pasting a comma-delimited list. Finally, we'll click Publish, and that'll send our driver to Windows Update and return us to the My Trackball Driver Details page. And if we scroll down on this page, we'll see the shipping label we just created, as well as an update on its status. In the next video, we'll look at the process for publishing a driver on behalf of another partner.